Shabbat Shalom. The Torah, the Parsha today is Exodus 33:12-34-26. Father, I just pray that you bless this time as I try to just explain some of your word, Lord, to my brothers and sisters. I pray that you'd bless their hearts and help them to receive what you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, in Exodus 33:12, Moses is seen as an intercessor for the people of Israel. And Moses asks the Lord to see his face, to show him his ways. So also he asked that he would still be with the people and guide them and reassure them that he loves them. And God replies to Moses, I will also do a thing of which you have spoken, for I found favor in your sight, and I have known you by name. In our prayer life and devotions every morning, we need to seek favor and delight in him, and he will give us the desires of our heart if we trust him. And then it goes on to say that Moses asked, show me your glory. So God hears Moses and says, I will let all my goodness pass before you. I will be gracious to you, whom I will be gracious to, and show compassion on whom I will show compassion. How come sometimes we see other Christians getting blessed and other even non-Christians getting blessed and we don't? And we have to just trust the Lord that he's sovereign and he knows exactly what we need and what we don't need, and trust him. And then Moses couldn't see God's face, so God put him on a rock. And when God walked by, he put him in the cleft of the rock and covered him with his hand as he passed by. Then he took his hand away and let him see the back of him. God didn't give Moses riches or glory, but he saw part of God, and that's what his true desire was. Then chapter 34 says, I want you to cut out two tablet stones and pass in front of Moses. And Moses said to the Lord God's compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth. Moses interceded to God on the people's behalf. And when Moses, God favoring him, he took advantage of God's favor and asked not something for himself, but that he would still go with a obstinate people anyway. God makes a new covenant in this part of the parasha, and he drives out six different tribes out of the land and tells them not to worship their gods or give their daughters in marriage to the men in that country. And he says, for you shall not worship any other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. He knows the best for us, and sometimes he says for us to stop doing certain things because he knows what's best for us in our situation, and we need to listen to him. It says that you shall serve the feast of the unleavened bread for 7 days and shall eat unleavened bread at the appointed time, Abib. For in the month of Abib, that's when you came out of Egypt. Like some of us, we have birthdays that remind us of a certain day and a certain time of the year. Or maybe the DMV registration always on the same month of on our birthdays. But it's to remind us of this special time when they were released. And then he said that you should celebrate the weeks that are the first fruits of the harvest. And you must appear 3 times a year. All the males are to appear before the Lord. Nowadays, that would take a lot of money to fly to Israel 3 times just to bring all your males, or 4 times, how many males you have in your household. That'd be quite expensive. For I will drive out nations before you, enlarge your borders. He wants to bless us. If we only trust him. The feast of Passover was to be left in the morning. Nothing was to be left in the morning. And you shall bring the very first of your fruits of your soil into the house of the Lord your God. We do that by tithing and giving offering. We bring our first fruits, our best, and he blesses it and protects us. And then it says, you shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. We need to be careful of expanding on the scripture more than what it really means. Numbers 28:19-25. God requires a lot of formalities to satisfy the sins of his people, straying away, and fellowship offerings and thank offerings. And there were many animals that a family had to sacrifice once a year. But it was a soothing aroma to God. And because what Jesus, he brought the new covenant, and he is letting forth a soothing aroma to his Father on our behalf, relieving us from having to travel to Israel every year to perform all these atoning sacrifices anymore. Praise God for him sending the ultimate sacrifice, for all his Son, the Lamb of God. I'd like to say that just reading this portion of the scriptures really showed me how important it was for God to clarify what was wrong with the people of Israel when they would sin, and how much they had to sacrifice innocent animals to acquire for their sin to be forgiven. And thank God for Yeshua that came and was the ultimate sacrifice.